And currently in Danville, 66 degrees, 63 in Roanoke and Salem, 62 in Amherst, 61 in Bedford, 63 in Lynchburg.
Normal weekend in Chicago, 39 shot. Oh, wow. Three of them were fatal. Isn't it sad that we have to say just another typical, actually maybe not as many lost their lives, but 39 shot? I mean, that's just insane. I mean, we have the big news.
And aren't they, they're gun free, yeah?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And we have the news stories about what happens in Afghanistan. They make a big deal of it. But Chicago, no, not so
it's
much.
It's like the wild, wild west.
It is. Three arrested after 15 people shot and one woman killed at a bar near downtown St. Paul. That made the news over the weekend.
Yeah.
It was a pretty big deal. You know, not typical for those guys.
So it was, somebody just went into the bar? Were they already in the bar?
That's a great question. Let me see. Dum da dum 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 dum.
Well, I'll talk about another one. Denver, there was a shooting there. Deadly drive-by, killed one, injured three.
Mm-hmm.
A family was celebrating a man's birthday and became the target of a drive-by shooting. Happened around 9:52 p.m., according to Denver police. One adult male was pronounced dead at the scene. A second adult male, two adult females were taken to the hospital with serious injuries. Suspect remains at large. Denver police working to develop more information.
Yeah, it just says this ongoing investigation. Three men, ages 33, 32, and 29, taken into custody. It says just looking at charges, and they're still working on this case. It just doesn't. It's.
And then there was one in Hollywood. They're searching for a gunman there, who fatally shot a woman aboard a metro line after a brief confrontation. Victim was discovered early Sunday, with a gunshot wound to her neck. Rushed to the hospital where she died. The incident occurred around 5 a.m. Witnesses tried to perform CPR. They described the shooter as a Hispanic male, blue jacket, appeared agitated, had been pacing the train, and then he left the train and walked on Hollywood Boulevard.
Mm-hmm.
Just got off the train. And this is one of the things, and Marco Galbraith's coming in tomorrow, and we'll get him to speak to all these shootings, because we've had drive-bys in our areas as well.
Right.
Lynchburg has seen them.
Yeah.
Roanoke has seen them. Danville's seen them. I mean, it does happen. Not often, but it does happen.
Three teenagers just Friday.
Right.
Or Thursday in the middle of the day, 3 o'clock, waved a car down.
Robbed people at gunpoint.
Robbed them at gunpoint. Discharged their weapon.
And I think the youngest one was, what, 12?
Yeah, 12 or 13.
Something like that.
Yeah.
So when you see things like this guy,
mm-hmm.
who obviously isn't well because he's agitated and he's pacing and,
right.
you know, for goodness sakes, don't engage.
Yeah.
Don't have a altercation with them, because that's not going to end well.
Interesting comments on this St. Paul story. Ramsey County Sheriff Bob Fletcher believes more officers on patrol would lead to fewer incidents like the one that happened at the bar. Says when you have a police presence, people don't commit crime. Frankly, we need...
Because they know there's somebody there with a gun
right.
that can shoot back.
Frankly, we need 100 more officers in St. Paul to make sure these businesses can survive in a year of defunding the police. And
or let the bar owner carry.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because they're not, they're not drinking,
mm-hmm.
you know, because they can't.
Yeah.
Here's a story that ended well. You ready for that?
I'm ready.
3-year-old boy went missing in East Texas
mm-hmm.
on Wednesday. He wasn't found until Saturday. That's 4 days that a 3-year-old survived by himself.
Wow.
Is that not incredible?
In Texas.
In Texas.
Yeah.
Where there's a lot of stuff that could have done him in.
Still some snakes out there in Texas.
He was just 5 miles away from his home.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, his mother and grandmother were unloading their car on Wednesday afternoon.
Okay.
And a neighbor saw the toddler chasing after a dog down the street. My question is, why didn't you go after him if you didn't see
sure.
if you didn't see an adult
mm-hmm.
chasing after him?
Right.
I mean, I've had to do that more than once.
Sure.
Grimes County Sheriff's Office said volunteers and other groups have been searching for 4 days to find him.
Gee.
They found him less than 5 miles from his home in some dense woods. They say he was in good shape, good health. He's on his way to the hospital now, drinking lots of water. He's with his mom. Grimes County Judge Joe Foth said the woods surrounding the area was so dense, Davy Crockett would have had trouble getting through them. Of course, now, little Christopher, being three, much smaller.
Right.
Can get deep in.
At that level, they weave around.
Yeah. Exactly, which would make it even harder.
Sure, to find.
A full-grown man to get in there. Says, I made a crack yesterday. I said, we're going to solve this by two. Well, thank you, dear Lord. We solved it in 2 hours, and we solved it with the happiest of endings.
That's great.
That is great, because that could have very easily ended differently.
Yeah.
A three-year-old, who would have thought, what are the odds that a three-year-old could survive alone for 4 days in the woods
of
Texas?
Yeah. I mean, foxes, you know, raccoons, any kind of animal could have attacked this kid.
And he's been without food, without water, more importantly.
Right. Doesn't have an awareness of what he could do to get to water, or even think that I'm, you know, he probably thinks I'm thirsty, but what to do about it at 3 years old.
And how scared must he have been?
Oh my gosh. Yeah.
Like, I can't even think about it.
Yeah.
I just don't want to think about it.
That was a good ending of a,
I know,
of a bad situation.
Yeah.
Well, did you see this story about the Salem teenager? Claims CVS accidentally gave her 6 doses of the COVID vaccine.
How is that possible?
I don't know. Unless it was, you know, they didn't, you know, they put too many doses in the needle. I mean, you're not going to stick somebody 6 times. It doesn't take a lot, I guess. I mean, I don't know. I'm not a doctor. Thank God, Jim, I'm not a doctor.
So how did, that was your William Shatner.
Yeah, it was something like that.
So when did she get this?
I'm going to pull up the rest of the story here. It is a 17-year-old Alicia Destura knew she wanted to get the COVID vaccine so she could travel back to the Philippines next year. I know it's required. She didn't expect what she was getting, 6 times the normal amount of the Pfizer shot. The pharmacist came to us, told us, like, just wait 30 minutes because they gave me a little bit stronger dose.
Okay, so the pharmacist knew they had given her too much.
Right.
Apparently.
Asked her to wait. Normally they say wait 15 minutes after your shot.
Now, this is Chestnut Street in Salem. Last Tuesday.
Yep.
So apparently they came and told them that it was 6 times the normal amount.
Right. She experienced some swelling in her arm, irregular heart rate, and nausea. Couldn't sleep. Checking her temperature. It was like 98. Felt tired and dizzy. You know, looks like she's going to be okay, but man alive. You know, we heard this story 6 months ago that happened to somebody else, and they made it through, but they had some side effects.
Their comment, the company responded by saying, we cannot comment on a specific patient without authorization.
Right.
Vaccination errors are a very rare occurrence, but they do occur. We work with the patient to notify their physician, report the incident to the appropriate agencies, and take the steps to prevent it from occurring again. You know what? CVS, not good enough.
Right, yeah.
That's got to be a lawsuit.
Young lady's wondering if it's going to have a long-term effect on her health.
Of course she is.
She's really scared. Thought about it all night. You know, having a hard time sleeping. I don't blame her.
She did say, and to her credit, she doesn't want anybody to be discouraged from getting the vaccine.
Yeah, good for her.
But she wants providers to be vigilant.
Yes, no doubt. No doubt. I mean, you've seen some of the photos and the video of people getting shots. It's almost like a little assembly line.
Well, let me tell you, I was a pain, and I know I was.
Right.
When I went.
Mm-hmm.
But I checked and checked and I double checked on the double check.
Did you show them your card for the second time?
I did.
I am getting the Pfizer, right?
I did.
Mm-hmm.
And finally they said, well, we don't have anything but the Pfizer.
Right.
And I even said, and you know it's the right amount for the second dose.
Mm-hmm.
And we're good. And I said, I'm not trying to be disrespectful.
Right.
But I just want to make sure.
Yeah.
I mean, six times the amount, mm-hmm. that would be scary for anybody.
Oh, gosh, yes. Well, they're supposed to be meeting, I believe, today at the CDC to talk about the booster shots. And, you know, I've heard it bantied around that possibly they're going to talk about people that got the Johnson & Johnson might be able to get the Moderna shot as their next shot and be good with that. So we'll see.
Yeah, I hope so, because that's what my son had.
Right, he got the Johnson & Johnson.
Which I didn't want him to get.
Right.
You know, it's one of those things where
sure,
all you can do.
Yeah. Well, I know people that have got Moderna. Most everybody, including you and I and my wife, we got the Pfizer. So I've talked to a couple of people who got Moderna. I mean, they experienced kind of similar symptoms after the second shot. So, I told somebody, if something happens to me, it's not going to be because of the Pfizer shot. It's because just the stress that has been my life the last couple of months. And if something happened, it's going to be because of that, not because I got the vaccine. I'm feeling pretty good.
Yeah.
Actually. So, and I'm on a track. I'm on a good track, Janet.
Mm-hmm.
Did my weigh-in over the weekend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Some positive, going in a positive direction.
Yeah. And so, you're not starving.
And it's not negative. It's positive. It's a positive negative or a negative positive. I don't know.
We'll be back with more of the stories influencing you in Lynchburg, Roanoke, and on the South Side. Hope you're having a fantastic day so far. We've got more of your texts coming up, too.
It's the rebirth of Common Sense Talk Radio. Common Sense Talk Radio. We are the Morning Jam. Found the right choice.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's the rebirth of Common Sense Talk Radio. We are the Morning Jam on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
A few listeners out there screaming about it being Monday. They wanted a longer weekend, I think, Janet.
Yeah. Something like that.
Yeah.
Something like that. So, a Bear was still talking about your mead, because you had mead over the weekend.
Yes, I did.
He said the mead Hebrews runs in the 16% alcohol range.
Oh, really?
So it could be considered a wine.
Okay.
Similar to barley wine, which is also an ale. Bear, you're just wow. A Renaissance man.
Jeez.
My friend.
When the apocalypse happens, you need to get him up to the house and
make you
some brew.
He's the guy you want to have around. Mm-hmm. He also made this observation. I didn't know this. Mm. Vaccines are everywhere, but there's no anti-venom for a coral snake bite. Check it out. COVID may kill you. A coral snake bite will kill you.
Okay.
I wonder why they don't have an anti-venom for
know.
That.
That's a good question.
Because they do have them for a lot of things.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, you look, we had that story about the brown recluse.
Oh, yeah. That lady's picture showed up everywhere last week for days. On all the news agencies.
Yeah, that was Botetourt County.
Yeah.
And she got, she was on a tubing incident. She got bit by a brown recluse. I mean, it looks terrible.
It really does.
But I don't think there's really a whole lot they can do about that either. You would think there would be.
Yeah.
Something.
Yeah. Coral snakes are pretty, too. There's one of the few
snakes. Oh, they're beautiful.
I don't want to see one.
A lot of deadly things that are.
Oh, I know.
That are beautiful.
Have you seen this? Did we do the story on the
caterpillar?
Yes.
Yeah, we did.
Okay. Yeah.
with that looks like a wig.
Yeah,
a walking
that's right,
wig.
Because I remember those. It has. I mean, it'll shoot you all over the place.
I showed
little needles.
The picture to my kids.
Okay.
Because especially the boys are a little curious sometimes, and they're out in nature a lot.
Was it you, or am I just
Don't
thinking this
it.
Right now? It looks like Joe Dirt's hairdo.
Well, it's just, it looks like a little wig, a little,
right.
It's just a very, and I can see why people would want to inspect it closer.
Yeah.
Of course, my daughter just laughed and said, you've got to be kidding. Like, I'm going to pick up anything in nature. I'm like, that's true. Okay. I get it.
That's good.
But like my niece, Abby, she'll pick up anything.
Wow.
Spider.
Sure. I mean, I could see kids picking this up.
Spider, lizard.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter.
And then we just
Frog.
Had the story about the 3-year-old who made it. 4 days or 3 days in the
4 days
in the woods.
Yep,
dense woods in Texas before he was found
and
alive
was unharmed.
Wow, that's just angels.
I love those stories.
Angels hanging around that baby for a few days.
Sometimes we don't get those stories.
Oh, I know.
So sometimes they don't end that well.
Wow.
I was watching. You know how I love the 2020s and Datelines and all those.
Yeah.
So I was watching the Chippendale murders this weekend.
Wait.
Yeah.
There were several of them killed?
Like the dancers?
Yeah.
Yeah. There were hits put out on dancers that like switched ships that went to like a different dance troupe.
Oh, they're you're kidding.
Crazy.
Wow.
Craziest thing I've ever, it was crazy.
So who was?
Over exotic dancers.
Was it? Several killers or one killer killing a bunch?
It was the guy who originally, well, the guy who originally started it was the Star 80 guy who killed the Playboy Bunny.
Oh.
It was his idea. This guy from India stole the idea and opened up a Chippendales, which is kind of a sleazy bar, but very popular because...
Right.
Women had never had a chance to go and see that kind of thing
there
before.
There was bars for guys.
And then another man comes in and says, you know what? If you would do this right, you would be even more successful.
Right.
And he started doing the choreography and changing the costumes. And
right.
He's like,
I thought
you
they just wore a bow tie and a G-string.
Women aren't just visual. They want to be romanced and they want a story.
Okay.
And so he's developed that part of it, which is when it just
took off. Yeah.
Well, he started getting credit and the guy didn't like that.
Oh, so he starts whacking them?
Well, he said they weren't getting along, so he signed a paper napkin agreement that said, he said, well, let me take it on the road. You keep the club.
Right.
I'll take it on the road in perpetuity, which meant forever.
Right.
And he didn't know that when he signed it.
Okay.
And so he started, that's when they started traveling all over the world because it took off everywhere.
Sure.
And then it was in Europe and it was in Australia. And
so
it
he's
was
making money.
Money, and he hated it. And so he took a hit out on the guy.
Wow.
I mean, it was crazy. If you're into that kind of thing, that true crime stuff, it was very, very interesting.
How about that?
So it's on you can go online, your Netflix and see that stuff. But if you didn't get to see it, it was really interesting. And it was interesting. I never liked stuff like that.
Right.
Because I just thought it was kind of gross.
Okay.
But let me tell you, the women at the time, and they were celebrities. They were on Donahue. Mm-hmm. They were on Sally Jesse Raphael. They were on the morning shows. I mean, they were literally celebrities. But it was much more complicated than I realized.
I wasn't aware of any of this.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, it was eye-opening in more than one way because they showed a lot of the dancers.
Okay.
And it was interesting to see. They went and interviewed them.
Right.
Now, so it was interesting to see how they had aged.
Sure.
Some had aged well, some not so much.
Hmm. Big movie weekend.
Yeah.
Daniel Craig showed up at the start-finish line in Charlotte, North Carolina yesterday. He was the official starter of the race. James Bond, NASCAR, the 1-2 punch. Anyways, Daniel Craig started the race. He was wearing a really nice blue suit, no tie.
Yeah.
And of course, his martini.
So they've been waiting for this thing to come out forever.
It's been sitting there in the queue for a while.
So tell me this.
Okay.
Because one of the things that was a big problem with it was the fact that the technology was becoming
outdated.
Right,
product placement and technology was going to be changing since it was.
Did they fix that?
I don't know. That's a good question. I should have asked my son. I talked to him last night. He was he saw the movie on Wednesday. He paid extra to
see it early.
Yeah. So
did he say it was worth it?
He said it was good, and there is a plot twist at the end that'll just shake you up a little bit. So that's, and I've seen that with some of the reports. So it did pretty good this week, and not as good as they thought it might, but you know, I think it's got some traction. I mean, it's now we're waiting on, you know, for those that, you know, liked Top Gun Maverick. I don't know what's going on.
I know,
with Maverick.
That's what I was.
Yeah,
I was saying we've been.
Those are the two big movies that I'm aware of. I know there's a lot of movies that were out there hanging on, but the two that I care about were those two. And I wasn't even a big Top Gun guy. I just want to see how Tom Cruise is going to do in this movie. That's kind of the reason I want to watch it.
All right, now they're saying May 27th, which is my birthday.
Oh.
Of next year.
For Top Gun.
I mean, the thing's going to be
Maverick.
4 years old by the time it gets out.
Shoot.
Huh. Why are they waiting so long?
That's a great question. Maybe they know something we don't. Huh.
I guess they're hoping everything's going to be, you know, done by then.
Yeah.
And
have some normalcy.
See, I'm sorry. I don't think that we're ever going to see box offices like we did before.
No, I agree.
I think that's gone forever.
I think they ought to release it right around Christmas
until it resurges again, and then, you know, because that does happen.
Mm-hmm.
Like drive-ins are popular again.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. We'll see.
Yeah. 8:31, we'll have some local news. CBS News Brief is coming at you next. It's the Monday edition of the Morning Jam.
Currently 63 degrees in Lynchburg and Bedford, 66 in Danville, 63 in Roanoke and Salem, 62 in Amherst.
Gonna have a story about kids moving back into the house.
Yeah.
How much that's going to cost mom and dad?
What do you mean? Moving back into the house?
I mean, like...
Like George Costanza moving back into the house?
Yeah, they need a basement dwelling.
Oh, Lord.
Yeah, that's coming up. But first, we're going to talk about something positive.
Okay.
86th anniversary today of the Tea Room in Lynchburg. For those of us that have gone there, I shared my first experience in 1983. In the middle of the night, of all things, I was working at Food Lion and had my first taste of, we played the Saturday Night Live sketch earlier in the show. You have to go back and listen to it on SoundCloud. Cheeseburger, cheeseburger, cheeseburger. You know, that's what it was like.
I had my first hot dog.
Well, I had a Western.
Yeah.
I didn't do the hot dog, but I did the Western. And I've had a few since then. But they're celebrating 86 years of, serving Lynchburg today. And as a matter of fact, to celebrate that, they want an 86, you know, hunger.
Yeah.
And they're going to ask you to bring over some donations to their Main Street and Cornerstone area stores. They're going to help fight hunger, and they're asking you to take part in this. Manager Rhonda Rankin says, obviously, the significant number of 86 for us means that we want an 86 hunger.
And so, you can get a hot dog for 86 cents.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of cool.
Yeah, that is. They're going to help out the local Lynchburg area food banks. And the 86 cent hot dog is part of their 86-year-old anniversary. So you're going to have to go check it out.
Some of the things they're looking for is like canned vegetables, peanut butter, paper products, baby formula, feminine products, toothbrushes, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So if you can like drop that off, get your 86 cent hot dog, and you're good to go.
I'm gonna take a pass on the hot dog.
You are?
Trying to behave. As a matter of fact.
Good for you.
Well, you know, I told you I quit. Sausage is a huge thing for me. The only thing I had in the last 2+ months was your sausage balls, you know, because
yes,
they were made from venison.
Mm-hmm.
And they were really good. But that
very
was
very lean, though.
And I was at the Liberty game, decided to splurge a little bit. They had some brats, and I paid for it.
Oh.
I mean, within moments, it seemed. So my body's adjusted not eating that kind of food. And when I introduced it back.
It did not. It said, no, thank you.
It said, nope, there almost going to push it back, almost.
All right.
But it didn't.
Now you know. Mm-hmm. If you're in Virginia, you plan on voting November 2nd, it's time is running out for you to register to cast your ballot. According to the Virginia Department of Elections, the deadlines for registering to vote or updating your voter registration information is coming up tomorrow. Mail-in applications have to be postmarked by tomorrow. In-person applications have to be submitted by 5 p.m. tomorrow. And then online applications must be submitted by 11:59 p.m. on Tuesday. So there is a link that you can follow. We've got it on our Morning Jam Facebook page. You can click that. You can check on or update your registration information. You can register for the first time. You can preview your ballot. You can request an absentee ballot. So, online voter registration makes it, you know, more accessible, mm-hmm. says the Commissioner of Elections. Some people don't like it, but there you go.
Okay. So I'm just going to ask you a question, and then I'm going to go into our story. Let's just say one of your kids, you know, fell in some hard times and said, you know, Mom, Mom and Dad need to move back in the house for a while. What would be, if you decided yes, what would be your limit? How long? How many months?
Well, my kids are still fairly young.
Right.
So it depends on their age. Mm-hmm. If it's my, you know, 18-year-old saying, you know, I need to come back home. Mm-hmm. It would be different than if he was 30.
Right. Well, let's say he's 30.
I mean, wow. 6 months.
Body language, people. I wish you could see it.
6 months. 6 months.
Okay.
Tops,
6 months. All right. Fair enough.
I mean, it depends on the situation.
Right.
And like if somebody was terminally ill or.
Right.
If
oh,
they
yeah.
Were,
yeah. That's
you know,
a different
that's
game.
A different. But if you just.
Well, let's just say they decided to cash in on, you know, some of the unemployment benefits.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
No, if they're playing the system.
Right.
No.
Well, adults across the country, young adults, and Virginia's no exception, and people are moving back in with Mom and Dad, and they're running the numbers. The people that do this for a living says, can you afford to let your kids move back home? Probably think it doesn't cost that much money.
Okay, wait. So these kids are moving back home and it's costing their parents?
Well, this is, yeah, the study according to Porch, which I guess is a magazine. It says the gas, groceries, utility costs will add up to about $459 per month to a regular home. So if you want to say, what's it going to cost me to bring my kid back in? About $460 a month.
No.
And then they turn that around and say, those expenses can put a big drain on Mom and Dad's finances. You could invest that money, putting $460 per month in a retirement account for a decade would give you $80,000 more in retirement earnings at a return rate, an average rate of 8%. So,
first of all, if you're 30 years old and you're moving back into my house rent-free, mm-hmm. I am not paying for your groceries. I am not paying for your gas, and I might even prorate your electricity,
mm-hmm.
and that's for sure.
Right, and they give some more breakdowns here for, you know, if they're not gainfully employed, you get them to do things around the house, you know, to help you save money, like landscaping, that way you don't pay your landscaper to do the yard or whatever, mm-hmm. and doing things like having them cook, because you know they're going to get off the couch and put their, you know, their little joystick video game thing down and come up and make you dinner at dinner time. But it's happening. It happens.
Oh, I'm sure
it happens
a fair
amount, and it seems like it's happening more.
And look,
here lately.
There are some families and there are some cultures, mm-hmm. where you have multi-generational people living in larger homes,
right.
and that's how they like to live their lives.
Right.
I think of my big fat Greek wedding and,
yes.
and sometimes Italian families
yeah.
do that because they care for the older mm-hmm. people. So the grandparents
right.
do live there. And that's like a normal thing. But everybody's contributing.
Everybody's contributing, right.
Everybody's contributing to the rent, to the mm-hmm. groceries, to everything.
Right.
That's a very different story than just coming in and mooching.
Sure.
That's mooching.
Okay. So no mooching. If you're hanging out at
Mama Janet's. Nope.
Mama Janet's, you're going to earn your way. And our house, too. I mean, we even said, and I know they're probably listening in Florida, you know, if Mom and Dad sell the house and they want to come up, or sis or whatever.
Sure.
You know, I mean, we have a limitation on how long they could stay with us, you know, until they get their housing situation.
Right.
I'm not going to put that number out right now. Because I haven't consulted with the wife. It depends on the week if they could stay longer or not.
Look, but your wife does that always.
Oh, she does it now.
Oh, yeah, I was going to say.
They've been That's told they can only stay 10 days when they come up on Friday. 10 days is the limit. I mean, it's just comical. But
I
you know,
Kara.
She has come along.
She's so funny.
She has come a long way. She used to want, when we first got married, now these aren't my people. These are her people. I need 6 months warning that you're coming. 6 months warning. And then that
wow.
You know, now we need 30 days warning. So she's softened a little bit.
30 days?
She needs 30 days warning that you're
Why?
Coming. Well, because she has to get the house ready like she was doing yesterday. You know, everything's got to be clean. We got to get every nook and cranny.
Her house is always clean.
Mom's going to come, you know, with a white glove apparently, which I've never seen her with the white glove. Quite frankly, maybe she does it while I'm sleeping. I don't know.
Huh.
But it's just funny.
Yeah.
So we've gone from six months to 30. That's progress.
Randy says, but the kitties need to eat. Oh, uh-uh. No. Nope. Now, if we're talking grandbabies.
Right, yeah.
You know.
Yeah, well.
And look, when Bryce was living with us, mm-hmm. I had a lot less food waste. I never threw away a leftover.
Oh, okay, because it got consumed.
Yeah, so I really miss that kid sometimes. It's like, come on, kiddo.
Can you send out like a Bryce signal in the clouds? Oh, Mom's got leftovers.
Yeah.
I'll be back in 20.
I just send up a silhouette of a taco, and then he would come running.
Does he like him some tacos?
He likes him some food.
Okay.
If it's mama food, he likes it.
He's still growing.
He is.
It's time for Janet's 5 and Dine on the Morning Jam. Give her 5 minutes, and she'll give you some great inspiration for a delicious meal tonight.
5 and Dine is brought to you by our friends at F&L Market. They're on Memorial Avenue in Lynchburg, and they are a independently owned, family-owned grocery store, and they do such a nice job there. Special orders in their meat department, that's no problem. They'll get you taken care of. They're cutting and grinding fresh meats every single day. Go by and see Todd and the crew and make sure you tell them that we sent you. Today's recipe is savory and spicy, has just enough kick to it. Mm-hmm. It's a Louisiana chicken pasta. You're going to start out by making a Parmesan-crusted chicken, and you're going to do that by mixing together an egg mixture that you're going to, you know, dredge the chicken in. Mm-hmm. It's got your egg and your salt, pepper, garlic powder, and Italian seasoning. That's going to be in one bowl. And then you're going to have Parmesan, breadcrumbs, and flour in another bowl. So you'll put it through the egg mixture and then press it into the Parmesan mixture until you have every piece done. You're going to do a pound's worth. It's 4 or 5 pieces. And then you're going to cook that in your skillet with a mixture of olive oil and butter, 1 tablespoon of each.
Mm-hmm.
And you're going to sear it on both sides till it's beautiful and golden brown. And once it's done, you're going to remove it to a large plate. Then you're going to add in some sliced mushrooms to the hot pan. Cook that for about 3 minutes. Add some chopped bell peppers and green onions. And you're going to cook that down until it's softened. Then a little bit of garlic cloves. Don't cook that long. And then you're going to make the sauce on that. Add your chicken stock and your cream and your Cajun seasoning. And you'll just season that up to your liking, see if it needs more salt. A lot of times the Cajun seasoning will have salt in it, so you can check that and adjust accordingly. And then you're going to cook your pasta of choice. I like the bow tie pasta with this. It mm-hmm. needs to be pretty hearty. Once that's cooked, you're going to put it over into the pan and fully coat it with that sauce and kind of let it simmer a little bit like you would an Italian dish. Mm-hmm. You want those that pasta to take up that sauce flavor. Then you're going to slice the chicken into strips, serve that over the pasta, and sprinkle it with some additional Parmesan cheese. Really yummy. Check out the recipe by going to Facebook, type in Janet's 5 and Dine. You'll find this recipe and all the recipes that we share brought to you by F&L Market, where their meats are a cut above.
Before you fire up the coffee maker, turn on the Morning Jam with Janet and Mark on the Virginia Talk Radio Network.
I come from a long line of Southern cooks, and one thing my mama always told me was ingredients matter. That's why I trust the experienced butchers at F&L Market, Lynchburg's only locally and family-owned independent grocery store. Their staff cuts and grinds fresh meats daily and will offer you the personal service you desire for everyday meals or special occasions. This week at F&L, save with the General Mills Cereal Sale, 2 for $5. Philly Gourmet Angus Beef Patties are only $5.99 for 24 ounces. Family Pack Assorted Bone-In Pork Chops are $1.79 a pound. Save on Boneless Beef Chuck Roast, $5.59 a pound. Pork Steaks and Country Style Ribs are $1.99 a pound. And Hanover Sweet Potatoes are 2 for $4. Stop by F&L Market today, 2517 Memorial Avenue, Lynchburg. Their meat is a cut above.
It's 8:51. It's the Morning Jam. We have just, it's been a fast train today.
Yeah, it has.
Got a lot of news cranked out there for you all. Had some fun. A lot of texts going back and forth. Janet,
we've had some good news stories too today.
Yeah, we did. Especially that little one that was in
in Texas
for 4 days. My brother reminded me I moved back home, and he did after he served in Vietnam. And I was trying to remember how long he actually was back home. I mean, I love my older brother. I mean, to this very day, to the day I die, because he was just so special, and is. And
well, and my mother and daddy took in her brother after he came back from the military, but he contributed,
right? Sure,
you know, and yeah. And they wanted to give him a place so he could get on his feet. And, I really don't think there's anything wrong with that. Yeah. I don't. And I would do it.
Sure.
Not just for my kids. If somebody,
for somebody that you knew or whatever.
But you've got to see that they're making an effort.
Sure.
You know, these kids who move in and then make excuses because they can't find the right job, and you know, they just want to collect the unemployment until it runs out.
Cows come home.
I just can't do it.
Did the cows really come home? That's the question.
Well, they do. If you have cattle, they get on a little schedule.
Okay.
Yeah.
Sometimes
you have to go out and call them in. Mom and Daddy would talk about going out and calling the cattle in.
Makes you wonder if they know how to like look at the stars and understand animals, kind of read the stars. And
well, they just get into a routine. It's like our neighborhood bear.
Oh, okay.
You know, there for a while. Yeah. It was Thursday.
Yeah.
I'm going to go see Janet on Thursdays. Right. Here we go.
My buddy just moved into a house in Roanoke that's in the middle of the woods, and he was putting the trash out. And his new neighbor said, "So, have you seen the bear yet?"
Uh-huh.
He says, "What bear?"
Oh, yeah.
So, oh, yeah. You got to, like, double bag stuff. You don't want the smells of the garbage and that kind of stuff, because they'll come in and ransack the garbage cans. And he said, "Well, that's good to know."
Somebody said, "What about Archie Bunker's son-in-law? Was that acceptable?"
Oh,
absolutely not. No, he was a little liberal bozo. Your wife says 3 months is enough time to find a job and get back on your feet and get your out of the house.
Okay, well, that was the number of months I was going to say that we had talked about, you know. But I didn't know if she had changed her mind on that. That's why I didn't put a thing out there, because, you know, my in-laws listen. And,
great.
And they are coming soon, so I want to make sure we're all got our story straight.
You know what, Carol, I admire you. She's pretty gutsy. She is pretty gutsy.
I'm going to tell you what, she's on a committee right now, and I can't say a whole lot about other than she's on a committee right now.
I mean, sometimes I wish I were more like that.
Right.
Because I'd be so afraid of hurting my sister's feelings or something.
Right.
I just don't think, and I could have never said that to my mama.
Mm-hmm.
I just, isn't that funny?
Mm-hmm.
She's just a strong woman, that's all.
Well, she knows, I mean, you know, I told her, I said, you know, really the only silly mistake you made was marrying me. I mean, you know, well, but she's...
But she went in with her eyes wide shut.
Oh, she did.
So it's all good. Here's a story that is just kind of bizarre. Police in Kansas say a wallet was returned to its owner, which is an unusual. That happens, you know, every day. But this one had been missing since the early 1970s.
What?
The Great Bend Police Department said in a social media post that a wallet was recently turned in to the department by a member of the public, and officers found several items, including a Social Security card and a driver's license that had expired in 1974.
Wow.
They said they were able to get in contact with the wallet's owner, who now lives in Lawrence, Kansas. The owner told the police he had lost the wallet in the early 1970s.
Wow.
He was tickled and shared with us that he had made the wallet himself. And
oh,
it does
neat.
Look like...
That's neat.
If you look at the wallet, I mean, he was probably a teenager.
I'm coming over.
It looks like one of those kits for you at hand, the leather tool kits that you could make a wallet from.
Mm-hmm.
That was very popular in the in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
Where you would make the, sometimes you would get a leather making, or you would get, there was a metal set, I think, that you could get. And I remember
Yeah,
those.
That's cool.
That's pretty interesting.
I had one that looked like that a long time ago.
You know, my Mark was talking about at his work, they found a wallet that didn't have any identification in it at all. And it had $140 in it.
Oh, wow. Okay.
And a gentleman found it and asked if it was anybody's, and then he just set it back up on the ledge.
Okay.
And all those people that were working there, and nobody took that money.
Nobody took
that wallet.
Wow.
And
that's great.
They finally, after it was there for a few days, they took it up to HR and turned it in. But do you think how easy it would have been to take a little bit of that money out or all of it out?
Right.
There was no ID in it.
Yeah.
So it just kind of gives you faith in humanity
sure
that things
does.
Like that still
I
happen.
Found a wallet. It was a brand new wallet. We were in Pigeon Forge, and we were literally on our way out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I said, I think that's a wallet on the road. So I turned around and got it, and it was a brand new wallet. There was nothing in it. It was brand new. A Levi Strauss black wallet.
Oh.
And I had that thing, honest to goodness, for over 5 years as my wallet. I still have it.
So it was just a brand new wallet?
It was a brand new wallet.
Just sitting there.
And he must have set it, or she must have set it, I don't know, on the roof of the car, and it came off. And I still have the wallet. I just had to quit using it because it finally started coming apart, and my cards fell out one day. I said, no, I can't. But, that's one of those treasures that you get to find every now and then. On the side of a road. I used to have a neighbor in Lynchburg. His name was Bob, and he's been gone for a number of years now. But we lived right there on the corner of Radcliffe and Ford Avenue. He would walk up to the Kroger every day because he didn't drive anymore.
Right.
And the stuff he would bring home, Janet, that was on the side of the road. He'd bring tools home.
Oh,
he found a set of shears to like clip your grass.
I found an inflator that inflates like bounce houses and stuff.
Yeah.
I found one of those
on
the side of the road one time.
Holy cow.
And I the only reason I stopped was because it was in the middle of the road and somebody was going to get
hit
hurt.
It. Yeah.
But interesting. So you've heard of the Taj Mahal, right?
I have.
Have you ever done anything for Kara that was like your Taj Mahal? I think of my garden as my husband's Taj Mahal.
Okay, yeah. So our pergola, our upper nirvana is our Taj Mahal, yeah.
There's a man in Bosnia who has designed a house that can rotate a full circle.
Wow.
To satisfy his wife's shifting desires as to what she would like to see when she looks out the window.
You are kidding me. Oh,
nope.
My gosh. That
his
is so
wife
cool.
Wanted their bedrooms to face the sun, so they did, but this meant their living room faced away from the road. After a while, his wife complained she couldn't see people entering the front yard, so he had to remodel everything. Then, 6 years ago, he decided he was going to fix that, and everything rotates.
Put the house on a rotator.
The house literally rotates.
Wow.
In Bosnia, his wife's name means loved one, and she is indeed loved.
No doubt. His name should be awesome.
I know.
Hey, make today awesome. We'll see you tomorrow.